B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, no, that sound. That sound means somebody's in trouble. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, LBF. Okay, so this is not April Fool's. This really happened. We came in this morning, and I noticed you just had a little edge to you. You're a little on edge because you were asking how Carolyn is,
and,
you know, how I'm doing as a caregiver, as we know.
Yeah, you're taking care.
Blessed are the caregivers.
Are the caregivers, yes.
For we know not luxury or rest.
Okay.
Anywho, so then you said something to the effect of, yeah, well, I didn't get that kind of treatment myself last night. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
So what happened?
Well, I'm just asking, can this marriage be saved? Because my marriage.
Okay.
Usually solid, pretty solid marriage as far as marriages go.
We hold it up as a solid marriage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So last night I was really tired. It's Thursday, long week, a lot of stuff. Made Lucy mozzarella sticks for dinner because I'm an awesome mom.
You made, well, come on now. You didn't make mozzarella.
Yeah, I heated them up. That's how tired I was.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to eat, and I don't really want to make anything. I was sitting on the couch, and Dave went in the kitchen. He was there for a while.
Heard a little ruckus.
And he comes back out, and I'm like, did you eat? And he's like, yeah, I made myself an egg sandwich, but I cleaned up the kitchen. I was like,
wait a minute, back up a little bit. I just need to know what goes in this egg sandwich, because you must have smelled it cooking.
I didn't smell it cooking, because I guess I was that tired, but I don't know what was in this egg sandwich, because I never saw it, because Dave ate it in the kitchen by himself, and then he was like, and I looked at him, and I'm like, you made yourself an egg sandwich and didn't ask me if I wanted one? He's like, oh, I'll make you one now. I'm like, nope, no thank you. And then I just looked at him, and I'm like, okay.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Now, some background. Everybody knows you are always in the kitchen. You're always either cooking for Dave or Lucy. You cook a lot.
Listen, I cook a ton. I make him scones. I make him soup. I make him dinner. I make him little special sandwiches sometimes when I know that he's working. Or sometimes I leave a little thing by the bed if he's sleeping on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I was
so wifey.
So nice.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He eats an egg sandwich without me. Under the dark of a dark kitchen. Didn't even turn on a light.
I find that hard to believe. Knowing Dave as I do, I just can't believe he would do such a thing.
Neither could I.
He was
last
blinded
night
by hunger.
What? He was in an absolute zombie mode.
Must eat.
Yeah.
No one else exists.
I can't believe he didn't ask you.
No, like, hey, babe, you want an egg sandwich? Make one right now. That's what you do when you're married.
Dave,
or want to stay married.
I don't want to put Dave under the grill here, but I'm really shook for you. So I guess what you want to know is, what should the punishment be to fit that crime?
So I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
So never making him a sandwich again seems a little bit like it's probably not going to happen. But I feel like...
Is this a first-time crime?
You know what? I feel like he's done this before, but it just really stuck in my craw this time.
The most egregious.
Yes.
So,
I feel like I might make myself the most beautiful sandwich and just sit and eat it on the couch.
Mm. Well, you have to eat it right in front of him.
Right in front of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I also want to make a sandwich.
But that's one and done.
That's right. But I also
want to
make a
one and done,
beautiful
you
sandwich.
Yeah.
And then go to give it to him and then dump it on the front lawn.
Oh, my God. Now, you're not doing that because...
Right? No, that's a good one, right?
You're not wasting food.
Sorry. It fell in some dog poo.
I don't think so. You're not wasting food.
I would do it just because that's how
I'm
mad.
I doubt it. Okay.
I also could order our favorite takeout just for me. Be like, did you want one? Oh, I'll order you one. Yeah.
All right,
I'm thinking.
Do you want to ask the listeners for what punishment should fit that crime?
Yeah.
Right. Don't mess with their sandwiches.
888-410-1057. Was it an egregious crime, or was Dave just, you know, he couldn't help himself?
He couldn't help himself.
He lost in the moment, lost
hungry,
in the sandwich.
Hunger blind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's nose blind, there's hunger blind.
Hunger blind.
Yeah, he was hunger blind.
That explains a lot.
Right.
That does.
So you want to open up to the court?
Yeah, I do. What should I do? What is the way to to learn him.
And how much of a crime was it? And what
was
should the punishment
huge,
be?
I feel like it was.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm sorry. That
I
is,
mean, I'm tough on crime.
Based on the fact that sandwiches. You are always making something in the kitchen. I mean, I'm surprised your name's not Dinah.
Dinah. What? Dinah who?
Someone's in the kitchen with
Dinah. Oh, Dinah. Jeez, Dinah. I mean,
come
okay.
on. Wow, that's a callback.
Oh, someone's yeah. In the wow. Kitchen with Dinah. Okay. From 1876.
Well, you know, it's an oldie but goodie. I think people get it.
Wow.
At a certain age. All right. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. That's Stephen with Higher Love. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Between 9:20 and 9:30, listen for your chance to win tickets to Paul McCartney. The free ticket frenzy continues. Paul is going to be at June 7th. If you're between 9:20 and 9:30, you have a chance to win tickets to that show. All right. Hey, before we go to the sandwich case
yes.
for you, I want to say hi to Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Everybody who calls the show must be called Lauren. That's yes. a rule.
That's a good so, name.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I listen every morning just for LBF. So.
Oh, yeah,
just
well,
for
thanks.
LBF. Thanks, Lauren. Okay.
These boys. Yeah. Right.
You know what? This is no April Fool's. Starting Monday, it's going to be the Lauren show.
Yeah.
Just a Lauren and you too. And I'll be dearly departed, but that's fine. Lauren, tell me about the gas lines in Norwood.
Okay, so it's backed all the way up to Walpole at this point. It's one lane. There's about 24 police officers. Mm. They're blocking all of Route 1, so there's only one lane, and it's only allowing you to go into the gas station.
And you're not waiting for gas, right? You're just trying to get to work?
No.
The amount of gas that people are using because of this crazy gas giveaway, the people who aren't getting gas,
yeah.
The benevolent billionaire should pay them back, don't you think, for sitting and idling?
The time. Yeah, I just spent about 20 minutes trying to get through the university at light.
Oh, you poor thing. God. That's yeah. That's not great.
And there's no. Do you see the gas line itself? I'm sure you're seeing that. Have you gotten in there yet?
Yeah, the line's all the way down. Almost, it's like almost into Ponson Street in Norwood.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's for people who don't know. That is a really long, long way. Like yeah. just super long.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, this is chaos. I'm so sorry.
Well, no good deal.
Yeah, I know. And thank you for telling me because I didn't realize until I heard it on the radio and I had gotten off at Norwood. And I'm like, oh, my
oh,
God.
No.
What have I done?
I know. And it's not an easy place on a normal day. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you just didn't know and you're like, I'll just stop at Rojo and get gas on my way to work.
Yeah, because I'm running low.
Wrong.
Yeah, all right, Lauren. Good
thanks,
luck.
Lauren.
Hope you get to work, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, so let's take a couple of calls here for the sandwich dilemma.
Yes.
So let's see. Yeah, Dave made a sandwich, ate it. Didn't offer you one.
Didn't offer me one. He
while you're sitting there.
While I'm sitting there hungry.
He
last night.
Away. What are you doing?
And he's just
oh,
like,
sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
All right. So so we want to know what's the punishment for that particular crime. Mm-hmm. All right, go.
You got to remember, he's a man. He doesn't think like you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted him to make you a sandwich, you should have reinforced that, yes, I do want one, and let him make you one. By saying no, you just reinforced the idea that you really didn't want one. And therefore, the next time, he won't make you one because
so
you didn't
true.
Want one.
You might have a point
dog.
Here. You might have
you
a point.
Said, yeah,
I should have been
do.
Like, yeah, go make me a sandwich.
I love it. That's good advice. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Gently lead him to the correct answer.
That's all right.
Good.
Lead him to the
correct answer. All right.
You
lead
the witness. Lead the witness. All right, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you remember that movie, Matilda?
Yeah.
Where that kid had to eat all that chocolate cake?
Yes.
But he ate it till he puked. So yeah. I think you got to give him something like that. Give him all the eggs until he feels sick.
Force feed him sandwiches till he pukes. All right, I'll
You're
take it under
all
consideration.
The sandwiches.
He'll take that bet.
Yeah. Fine. Here you go.
All right, excellent.
Thanks, Matt. All right.
Marriage advice from
that could
Roald
take
Dahl.
A while.
Yeah, no, really.
ROR. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, you here to help out, LBF?
I'm thinking 5 days in the House of Correction.
All right. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your House of Correction.
My House of Correction.
You're going to correct
everything he
does.
Exactly. I love it. Sounds good to me.
That's where you should put a sign up. Dave, you're in the House of Correction. Mm-hmm. Let me correct you.
Let me correct you. Yes, exactly.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you, caller. All right.
All right.
Great day. Bye-bye. That is the way to go. Dave, you're in the House of Correction. Let me correct you.
I liked the guy who called and said, you have a dog? And I said, no. He's like, well, what we should do is make two sandwiches, eat one, and then feed the other one to the dog right in front of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to borrow a dog.
Isn't that delicious?
Delicious sandwiches are delicious. That avocado was so good, wasn't it?
Mommy's going to make you dinner. Right? Anyway, good luck, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Done. All right, morning court coming up. Speaking of court, we've got Mary on the phone. She is, well, not very merry about this one.
Uh-huh.
Get it?
Get it.
Okay.
I
so
got it.
her husband has a family tradition of going camping at the age of 13. It's a rite of passage. They go to Maine. He did it. His father did it. And they spend 2 days in the wilderness. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
And then they meet, they'll meet up Sunday morning and just see how the kid did. Mary wants no part of that. So we'll see what she has to say about that. That's coming up. All right, traffic at 7:32, Brian. We've heard a lot already.
Yeah, Chucky Rise brought to you by Staples Store. So, yeah, look out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.